And did you hear those dogs barking? Well, guess who's going to like that? Guy Fieri. Guy, what's going on?
Good morning, or good afternoon, I guess, where you guys are.
What's better? Whoa, we got a dog in the house there, Guy, or what?
Oh, no, it's a zoo in my house. We have four dogs, everything from a German Shepherd and English Mastiff to a French Bulldog to a Chihuahua. And French Bulldog thinks he is the king of the castle, and he's barking at a shadow.
Well, guess what? You probably won't hear this very often, but I have more dogs than you do, Guy.
Seriously?
Five dogs, five Labradoodles.
In the house?
In the house.
Bro.
We had the same kind of life. I know it's a dog's life, literally, right?
I had dogs my whole life, and we used to have Rottweilers. And my wife and I, when we first got married, and the Rottweilers always lived outside. Well, then my wife, for her birthday, she wanted a German Shepherd so bad, so I bought her this German Shepherd. All of a sudden, the German Shepherd's living in the house. I'm like, wait. Where did that come from? Where does the German Shepherd living in the house deal? I didn't remember signing up for this. And so once the German Shepherd lived in the house, now the English Mastiff, the kid's dog lives in the house. And well, then I got a Chihuahua for my birthday, my 50th. So, of course, the Chihuahua can't stay outside. It's a zoo. It is. I can't believe we don't have a pony and a pet pig.
Literally, it is a zoo. You know what? I always tell people that we had two dogs. My wife wanted a third. Somehow she ordered two. I didn't want the extra. I would say, they say, how did you get to five dogs? I said, basically, my wife wanted five dogs. And so I didn't want five dogs. We compromised. We got five dogs. Right?
Yeah, I love those negotiating skills that go down. That's really the way to get it done, right? Yeah, so we basically, yeah, so that's why we have five dogs. And ours is, where they get fed, when they eat. They're like children. But we love our dogs. And I'll tell you a funny one. The French Bulldog, we've only had him for about 4 months. My son, my youngest son, Ryder, and I were talking about this and about French Bulldogs forever. And so I'm in L.A. on the streets.
Yeah.
Shooting a commercial. Sitting there waiting to the commercial, and this dog walks by, and the dog jumps all over my leg. And, oh, it's British, or it's a French Bulldog. End up talking to the guy's like, hey, chef, I met you. I was so-and-so chef. We ended up talking for a bit. And I said, give me the name of the breeder of this dog, would you? And he said, hey, how about this? He goes, I got to get rid of the dog. I said, what? So I call my wife. I give her the info. She says, absolutely not. We do not need another dog. But I also included the boys on the text. Told them about the dog. They hounded her. She texted me back. She goes, you put the boys on me? That's not fair. That's bad play. I showed up with the dog.
There you go. Hey, so are these the best fed dogs in America? Like, do they eat like gourmet cooking or what?
These, they sit. So we were cooking yesterday for the games. We had a big menu yesterday. And they sit right in the kitchen, right behind the stove. You know, I have a commercial kitchen, and they sit right there in the way. And people are like, doesn't this bother you? I'm like, listen, dude, I've kicked the dogs out of here enough times. And they just sit there. They know that there's something is going to fall in front of them. And the French Bulldog, his name is Cash, but his name should be Roomba, the way he wanders through and picks up, garbage disposal. Anyhow, thanks for having me. I'm a big fan. Love the show. Love all that you do. Love the insight. This is appreciate being invited on.
And likewise, Guy, I appreciate that. What's it like for you to have a big Super Bowl commercial coming out in a couple of weeks here? That's a big deal. Is that your first one?
First one, and I can't even put this on my bucket list. When I got my star in Hollywood,
yep.
People say, did you always dream of having your star? Dream of having my star in Hollywood? Are you kidding me? I'm a cook. You know, I don't even know what's going on here. Great. This is the crescendo of opportunities in doing a commercial or having a partnership. The Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda team has been unbelievable to work with. I mean, you know your expectation of your team and your information and how we're going to deliver this and all that kind of stuff. So I produce my own TV shows.
Right.
I design them. I've got, I'm the EP on a bunch of other shows. So I have an incredibly high expectation. I haven't been this blown away with working with a group. Not only are the art so dynamite, I think they did a great job in what they made. That was the first thing. Yeah, I really had to like the show. It had to be a real deal. I'm a seltzer-ish guy, but I'm not into all the random flavors. I think that this is genius, what they've done with the hard sodas, to make the cola and the cherry cola. I mean, these are all things we remember from our younger years of, and then to make a citrus soda that really has a citrus flavor. And orange, of course, I don't know what your favorite is. I love orange. And they did it great. So I said, okay, these are great. Now let's talk about this commercial. They said, what would you like it to be? I said, well, I'm a guy with, you know, high expectations of flavor. I am the mayor. And
the mayor of flavor.
I'm the mayor of flavor. And if this is the loudest soda, we've got to have this land of loud flavors. Okay. All right. We had a huge meeting. It was like a jam session. It was like what musicians must go through to write. We do it as chefs when we start jamming on a recipe. There wasn't a thing that I brought up that they didn't go. I mean, I told them about my cart. When I was a kid, I had a business called the Awesome Pretzel Cart, and I sold soft steam pretzels. That's in the commercial.
Wow.
My company is called Knuckle Sandwich. That's in the commercial. I mean, I say, you know, that's so good, I serve it on a flip-flop. That's in the commercial. I mean, there's not a piece that they missed. So people have asked me, what is this like for you? I said, you know, this is like being drafted. This is like being first round drafted.
Really? Really?
Oh, I love this. I love the Super Bowl. That's my favorite day. Even if my Raiders aren't there for a long time, is my favorite day. I look forward to it. I look forward to the weekend, to the gear up, the whole thing. And we're going to go through our dry spell here for, you know, for 2 weeks. But it's the anticipation that's coming. But the commercials are always the cherry on top. You know, even if it's not your team playing, you're always looking forward, like, what whack situation is going to happen? Who's going to blow this up this year? I'm going to blow Bud Light, Seltzer, Hard Soda, Guy Fieri. You're going to blow this up. Have you seen the commercial?
No.
Bro, you know got to see
the I was out walking the dogs. I didn't have
time. The herd. You were out herding the dogs. You heard that. You don't walk five. You herd five. I'll tell you what, brother.
Yeah.
It's a 60-second movie. That's how far we went. So I flew. I was shooting guys' grocery games. Then I talk with the Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda team twice a week, and we go through little pieces. I mean, they're always putting stuff together. I compressed my shoot week of guys' grocery games because we had one day to do this. I only had one day. I fly to Atlanta at night, get there. We shoot for 12 hours in a CG, in a movie studio. CG crazy, huge wow. CG walls.
Wow.
There are people there, bleached hair, in uniforms that we designed. I mean, to look, they look like my chef coats, but in leather. Most elaborate build out I've ever seen. I've never been to a movie set that looked like this. And we shoot this commercial. They bring in this super, I'm just this mindful director that does rock videos and all kinds of contemporary videos. And so if they're going to make the Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda the best in the business, then they're going to deliver that same level in the commercial. Wait till you see it.
So you're telling me that meant more to you than getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
No, I don't want to misinterpret that. No, getting the star was something I could never have dreamed of.
Yeah.
This is something I could never have dreamed of. But in the world of a commercial, in the world of all of the media stuff that I've done, this has got to be the highest platform. You know, the parallel that I was using is something people say, oh, did you always dream of this? Even in a guy that has a big imagination,
no.
I couldn't have dreamed of this. I never dreamed that I'd get a star in Hollywood. That's not even something that was on my radar. This isn't even something that I could have really put into words, because Bud Light, those commercials, remember when the horse kicked the ball?
Yeah.
You know, those commercials, when we were younger, you'd sit there and look at them and just go like, God, that's cool. You know, like that wasn't even in my league. So for them to call me up, and not just call me up, but to have this unity, to have the same vision, to have the same energy in so many different facets. And then when we all got to meet, it was kind of like a big family reunion, because I'd only met him I brought all presents. I brought all Knuckle Sandwich t-shirts and, you know, all my stuff from my side of the world. And it comes through. It comes through with all that authenticity and all the authenticity that they have in the Bud Light Seltzer Hard Sodas. They were able to depict that in this land of loud flavors.
How long did it take you to shoot this 60-second commercial? Can I take a guess?
Go.
I'm gonna say 2 full days, 3 full days.
Because I am such a professional, as you are, we did it in 13 hours.
Wow.
But wow. There's a lot. They did a lot. There's a lot of parts that they did. I mean, I think for them, it was, I think it was like 8 days that they spent. I mean, I don't call it a commercial. I call it a 60-second movie.
Excuse me. How long did it take you to film the 60-second movie? That's what I meant.
Exactly.
That's what I meant. Wait,
here's the thing that's going to be the problem. I'm going to say this right now. People are going to want this to turn into a movie. People are going to want to know what else is there.
Why can't it? And I want a role in the movie. I want a role, guy. And I want to bring my dogs with your dogs in the movie.
I'm going to tell you what. That's what this is going to turn into. Because I get asked. I have people walk up to me in the airport all the time. I have people walk up to me and say, I'm a resident. You know, you're the mayor. I'm a resident. They named my son. They named my son the prince. I said, wait. How do I get the mayor? My son gets the prince. The prince is higher than the mayor. I mean, my son gets assistant director of parking lots. You know, he's not the prince. But people want to know what happens in this land. And the Bud Light Seltzer team, well, we know what flows in the streams. We know what flows in the fountains is the hard sodas. And that's what people, bro, you got to watch. Find the commercial. It's in your inbox. You should watch it right now. I want to hear what
you're saying. It's not in my inbox. I never got it. I didn't get it.
Somebody is getting an F.
Somebody because you're dropped supposed the to ball.
Have it. I want you to see this. You got to call me and tell me what you think because it is.
Guy, somebody just whiskey tarted this commercial to me. I'm just telling you right now.
Somebody needs to get this in your inbox. And you know who I'm going to hear it from is our girl, Sage Steele, that I didn't send it to her because I'll see. She's going to be at my tailgate party. I do this big tailgate party every year. Are you going to be in LA this year?
Of course.
You want to, you do, you got to work before the game, don't you?
Before the game? No, not before the game, because the pregame show ends at 2:00 Eastern and the game kicks off 6:30. So I've got a 4-hour window.
Hey, so I throw the biggest tailgate party, the best tailgate party, hands down, bar none. I mean, I'm Bud Light Seltzer hard soda level, yep. Which we'll have a bunch of that there. But I throw this tailgate party and it's looped to get in. I mean, it's things like $700 to get in. I do it with this company called Bullseye. But we bring in all the greatest chefs. I have like 5 of my favorite chefs that'll be there. We have Sage is my reporter. Sage is my interviewer. She interviews 50 football different athletes come to it. DJ Irie comes from Florida. He does the music. And then the food and the booze and the Bud Light hard seltzers, are all there. And you got to come to this party.
So Sage gets to work it. She gets invited. I didn't get an invitation. I didn't get invited.
But she doesn't get an on-live interview invite. She gets the Sage, can you please make it? But she's one of my dearest friends. I've been friends with Sage for a long time. And she does such a great job.
She's amazing. And so she's my good friend. She's your good friend. That makes us good friends, guy.
Brother, I've been watching you forever, so I'm a fan. So this is a great. What I love, so I'm a huge football fan, and
well, we've been together before. You know where we've done events. I'm going to test your memory. You don't even know.
Hey, memory. Yesterday I was watching the games. It was a long day.
Well, hold on. You know where we've done a bunch of things together?
Where?
Best buddies. Tom Brady, Boston.
That is right.
The Shriver household.
I was just talking about that just this morning about, you know, Tom retiring or not retiring or what's going on. And which, you know, Brady's my boy. He's great. I mean, he's the GOAT. And everybody was, you know, what's that? As you know, that was the talk yesterday.
It was? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, really? when did that news break? I texted his publicist is a really good friend of mine.
Steph Jones?
And I texted her and I said, I just sent an emoji with a tear, and I just said, "Please tell me this is not true," you know.
And she said,
"So anyhow, Bud Light seltzers."
I was looking for that last confirmation. Thank you, guy. Thank you.
Bud Light seltzers, hard sodas. I don't know if you've had a chance to try these, but the orange will take you back to your younger years.
I gotta tell you something. That was one of the great exchanges I've ever had on the history of this podcast right there. That was really good. I want to transition a little bit because there are a few things I want to know before I let you go. And you've been very generous with your time. And it seems like we have a lot more to cover and talk about another time. Maybe
I'll call back. We'll do this another time.
Maybe you'll hire me to compliment Sage sometime. You know, maybe, you know, you can have two reporters. See, they're asking to wrap up very quickly. Your last meal on earth, what would it be? I got you stumped there, don't I?
Not as exciting as you want this to be.
Go ahead.
But it would probably be spaghetti and tomato sauce.
Wow.
Has to be perfectly al dente bucatini. it has to be the best tomato sauce, San Marzano, fresh basil, simple. My mouth is starting to water even talking about this. Fresh grated Reggiano Parmigiana, and a really good crusty sourdough garlic bread. And that's it. I mean, it's my favorite. And I love Asian food. I love sushi. I love everything. But from my childhood, that's what I remember.
And if there were one restaurant, I said, you get to eat in one place before you left this earth, guy. Only one restaurant. Where are you in your last? It'd be Bucatini. I got that. But what would the place be that you would go to?
Well, what you're asking me is who's your favorite kid? That's what you're asking me. Okay. You're putting me on the spot to say, who's your best friend in the world? And I got to say this. Yeah. That's dangerous.
Excluding the four dogs.
That's dangerous to say that. But I will say one of my places that I would have to eat before I die is a place called Reno's in Boston. And Tony is the owner. It's only about 10 tables in the place. They hand make the pasta to order. And the food is legit. Tony is larger than life. You can't get into the joint. If you ever want to go, you got to call me. I have to call Tony. And every time I do, I owe him. But the only 10 tables in the place, tiny little place, South Boston. And it is lights out. One of the best places you ever try.
I appreciate you making the time today. The mayor of Flavor, the man in the Super Bowl commercial, the 60-second movie. Fantastic.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on. I'll send you a text and then let's make sure that when you have some time, I'd love to come back and we can do more on football, more on food and football. And anytime you want me, I'm down.
Guy, you're the man. Appreciate you. Enjoyed it. Thanks very much.
Be good, brother. Catch you soon.